a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's play.
This is it.
Guess the year.
Hey, all right, here we go. It is Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about Guess the Year. We're going to play little bits of songs, cast our minds back through the mists of time, try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard said song. That'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play.
Yeah, that was sharp too, Tommy.
Thanks, mate. Nice. Thank you. Can we just check in with the leaderboard?
Oh, we
for the
certainly
year?
Can. I know it's been fairly dominant for you for Guess the Year, Tommy. You are on 7. I'm on.
He just took a big breath and just his chest just
went. My back is sore. I've been sitting down for the show so far and now stood up.
Oh, you're up and about now. 7. I'm on 3. Log's on 2.
Okay. Wow.
Yes, you heard correctly.
So
I'm
combined.
Leading Loggy.
Well, I have been away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I may have got one on you last week.
No, I did say to Tom, we discussed it earlier. I said, if we're away, should we not tally up the votes? And he said, no, because he's going to be away for a couple of guest years and then you will be, and it all works out in the wash.
Yes,
that's
it
right.
Does.
It's not anybody's fault that someone's away. All right. I think we're ready to go. Pen and piece of paper, everyone.
Got it.
Okay, if you're playing at home and you're driving, don't use a pen and piece of paper. As we always say, keep it up here. We don't care.
Oh.
Do you know who this is, Lingy?
No, but I do know the song.
Yeah.
Think about
Billy Joel. I know I say it every week, but it never gets old.
It is very funny. Do you want a clue?
Go.
The Prodigy.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's not a clue. That's the name of the band.
Sorry. Sorry.
Okay. No, I reckon that is right there.
I remember dancing in my primary school friend Jenny Lee's house to this.
Yeah.
And her room was covered in posters, and I was so jealous. I thought it was a cool singer, but she's like, listen
primary
to this song.
Primary school for you. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go a little earlier.
Oh, sorry. Now I've done it again.
Yeah, this is great.
I saw these guys at Big Day Out, and Keith Flint, who's since departed, may he rest, stage dived, and I touched him.
What?
Yeah.
What part?
His sort of head, one of his fronds. You know how he had the hair that was shaved down as like a double mohawk? I touched a frond.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1. 1996.
7.
Ooh, okay.
The year was 1996.
Yeah, all right.
All right, you two. We've all got stories about it and we're cool.
It was Big Day
Out
97, so I was like, pretty sure. Okay, here we go. Question number 2. Wake me
up. Oh, here you go.
No, I have no idea what the year is.
Are you serious?
What, do you know exactly which year?
You wouldn't know exactly.
I've seen the doco.
Oh, okay. That might help.
Oh, now I'm... Nah, now I'm... I might have gone a bit early.
Doubt yourself.
Yeah, I'm doubting myself. Good. I think I went too early.
60s. Came out just after the Beatles' first album.
That's
it. All right. Because you've gone early, I've also gone early. Earlier
oh,
than
see,
I
I'm giving it all away.
All right.
Come on.
Lingy's like 2001. All right. 3, 2, 1.
1985.
I've gone early. 81.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's find out.
The year was
1984.
Oh! That's
me.
That's two for Log,
me.
One for Tommy, and I'm
brutal.
Is that a loggy
just
win?
Brutal.
We're calling that a loggy win?
Well, no, he can tie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you can sit out.
No, I'll join in, but it's the same as sitting out.
Okay. I think it's a loggy win, though.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel.
All right, bit of shaggy.
This song came out... Oh, actually, no, I'm not telling any stories.
Well, so it wasn't as... No, that's the whole idea of the game.
Okay. So let's just say that I was... Maybe trying my first UDL around this time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, 11 years old.
Cheers from where? All right. I'm going to say.
All right, I've got it. I know. All right. I'm going to spoil it for you, Tommy, if I happen to get this right, because that means a log win.
Ah, oh, I don't really care, mate. It's just a game. All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We bought that.
3, 2, 1.
The year 2000.
Okay, here we go. Let's find it.
The year was 2000.
Dominant.
Is that a clean sweep? That's a big
dominant
old
performance from Loggy. You've been sitting at home, studying up. Yeah,
that brain is fresh.
Woo!
All right, mark that down.
Got it. Logs equal with me.
Tied at 3. All right, that is Guess the Year. Returns next
you and
Tuesday.
I are
equal. Oh, okay.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I just need your help with this. And please, like seriously, for reals now. Okay,
for
I know
reals
we're
on the show. But your face doesn't say for reals.
No, for reals. Like, just let me know, like, honestly what you think about this.
Okay.
Mainly looking at you, Logs. I know Lingy's going to attack anyway. He's got two speeds. Right? So
delightful and attack mode. Is that the two?
You're like a Furby.
Do you remember for Jess's from the drive show's week-long hens party that Tim threw for her, one of the events that they did was like a pole fit,
yes,
pole dancing party.
And you injected yourself in there.
Well.
Yeah.
Front row as well, I might add.
I saw the vision of it.
I just wanted to have a go, to be honest. And I had the contact with Studio Exhilarate, Kylie there in North Geelong, and my wife is the real contact there because she's part of the program that they run there. Now, they have a competition coming up.
Yeah.
And Carla is a contestant. And
amazing.
I have been asked to MC.
Oh.
So I'll be hosting said event.
That is so nice of you because you don't normally MC things unless you really, really care about them.
Well, I have a vested interest. I did ask if people would, cry foul if the MC, if they found out the MC was married to the winner of intermediate poll, which is clearly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, apparently that's totally fine. I have been asked to not wear lycra, which is seems
again completely fine.
And you know, when other people wear costumes, he always has to get one above everyone. So
correct.
That's going to be really hard for you.
Mm. Seems like a deal breaker, but anyway, so I'm looking forward to it. But what they do, they're doing like a profiles on the contestants and stuff on socials in the lead up to it. And so they've asked me as the MC to send through like a bio and a photo.
Okay,
yeah. For socials, right?
Yes.
And I haven't even begun to write a bio because it's like, God, what do you write?
It's copy and paste from the K-Rock page.
But I went and had a look at our promo photos, and you know how you always say our promo photos are awful.
No, you look great.
Both of you do, and I
look like a stain.
But I look like a thumb. So, Lingy, you're also there. But so I went looking for, like, you know how we had individual photos taken?
Yeah.
And I just look like this lump with a thumb for a head.
You do.
And I'm just like, these are not representative of me, these photos, anymore. Yeah, they're a couple of years old anyway. They're a couple of years old.
And they've all got shirts on and jumpers. Like, you can't see.
No, but I just like the
ripped rig.
The meat.
Yeah.
The background is like all white or it's all grey. It's like, just doesn't, it looks like it's to be worked on, like, because anyway, so I'm like, I can't send those through. So I said to Kelly, I was like, help me find a photo that I can send them. Like, what kind of photo? And then I look through all of my photos, and all of my photos either have my girls in it or you two in it,
okay,
or mates. I'm never in photos on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So we found a photo,
okay.
And it's one of Carly's favourite photos of me.
Mm.
And so I've sent it to you guys, and I just want you now have a look at it and tell me whether you think I can use this photo as...
No, you cannot use that.
Why not?
Because that is taken how many years ago? 10, at least 10, 12? 12 years ago.
That is a 10-year-old photo.
Yeah, exactly. And you know how I can tell? Because the sparkle's still in your eyes. That's long gone. That is long gone. But I understand why Carly wants it, because number one... You have very tight fitting jeans on.
Yeah,
you do.
As I do today.
Yes.
I'm wearing
the
same
belt,
jeans.
You have a belt that's got a skull on it.
Yeah.
Now, she is a punk gal from way back. That's why she likes this photo. Because you look hot
to someone
that is
like,
into that.
He almost looks like a front man of a band there.
Limp Bizkit. That's what he looks like. He looks like Fred Durst circa 2001.
Do I not still look like that though?
No,
to
you
be
don't.
Fair, the microphone is partially covering my face.
Yeah, but I know why you want it, because your arm is flexing.
Yeah,
you
think you've got good quad.
What's that? It's actually because it's tricep.
It's like the only photo of me hosting an event solo.
Looks like you're going, Mamma Mia! Like, it looks like you're shocked about something. You get your hand on your head, your mouth is wide open. I don't think that sets the tone for a pole dancing competition.
Possibly. That's a good point, actually. That's a really good point. It looks like somebody, there's a mosh pit going on in front of you and something's gone horribly wrong and you are reacting.
It also says admit all areas on your lanyard. And that just seems, for a pole dancing one again. Okay, another message has come through.
What's that?
Here for the beer.
Okay, that's another photo that is an option, possible option.
You cut me out of that photo.
That's the one.
That's the one, all right.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
So I asked you boys, I gave you a few, like, what do you want to talk about? Because there's a couple of things trending this morning. And
is
you guys
it,
said, yeah, let's talk about this.
Oklahoma City being the number one seed in the Western Conference in the NBA as we head into the play-in and then the playoffs.
No, but it does involve vaginal dryness. So same.
What?
Halle Berry has opened up about having one. Tom's on the ground. Tom's on the ground. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I thought you were doing the other one.
Okay. Halle Berry, I'm sorry, Tom. Halle Berry has opened up about having what a doctor said was the worst case of herpes he'd ever seen. Now, she was recently chatting at a women's health summit when she spoke of an awful experience where she was told she had a horrible STD. And she said shortly after she met her partner, Van Hunt, who she called the man of her dreams, she started having a lot of pain after takeaway. Relations and a visit to the doctor resulted in her being told it was the worst case of herpes he'd ever seen, right? It turned out, though, that after some further tests, neither her or her partner had herpes. What Halle was experiencing was actually a symptom of premenopause. And she said that she felt compelled to use her platform to warn women because her doctor had no knowledge and didn't prepare her at all.
So...
That is what is trending. Move on, Tom.
Next time, don't say it as a joke. If you say, yeah, do that for trending, do that, how am I supposed to know it's a joke?
I'm actually dead, and this is the ghost of me.
I'm so sorry.
Saying that's what's trending. Stay up to date with everything trending and my obituary. At krock.com.au. Wow.
I apologise.
Wow.
I just had to make everyone know that I'm back. Back, babies.
You are back. It's
been a long time since I've actually fallen over.
I know, I'm sorry.
Whilst on air.
God.
Please send any complaints. I do apologise. That was over the top. I apologise, everyone.
Someone's got one of those men in black, you know, the where it makes you forget what you've seen.
Memory wipers.
We see things that you need not see. Please, send it to us. I need it. All right.
It was a great, my Jesus. It wasn't too much of a bow to draw, though, was it?
Oh, my Jesus.
No,
between the trending and the basketball story.
Please move on.
Okay.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We're quite excited because we discovered that Donald Trump and Loggy have got something in common.
Oh, it's sickening. I hate him.
Donald Trump facing the first criminal trial of a US president right now for falsifying some documents. Incredible, given... this is an election year.
Yeah.
He will be running to become president in November of the United States, but he is facing this criminal trial. He has to be there every minute of every single day that's happening. Jury selection is on right now, a very laborious task to sit through, and he's already showing signs of it because... yesterday, he fell asleep in the courtroom. One reporter saying, Trump appears to be sleeping. His head keeps dropping down and his mouth goes slack. Then he's jolted back awake and discovered notes from his lawyer. Log, you've said that you've done exactly the same thing.
Oh, well, call me a glass house and also the stone. I mean, I do not have a leg to stand on here.
I love the idea that as he sort of nods off, his comb over floats over his face and he has to bring it back up.
If only he'd nod off. off forever.
Yeah, ends up like a sheepdog with the hair across the eyes. So we're asking, when have you fallen asleep? Maybe a little inappropriately. Cass from Lara is on the line. Good morning, Cass.
Good morning. How are you?
Really well, thank you. When have you just snuck a little nap when perhaps you shouldn't have?
I was out on a girls' night. We were off to see Kanye West in concert. This is a long time ago now. Yeah. And we were all really revved up and the music was too hypnotic for me and I completely conked out and missed most of the concert.
Really?
Amazing. It's just the grooves.
Yeah, it was the vibe, and then he was not a happy chappy. I guess we weren't lively enough for him, and then he actually ends up canning the concert and leaving early.
That does sound like Kanye, but to be fair, you did fall asleep, Cass. I mean, I don't want to call him unreasonable in this situation. I don't want to point fingers, but that is a fair call by him, I think.
He spotted you in the crowd, Cass.
He was like, nah, I'm done, I'm out of here.
Yeah, yes, that's I amazing. Love that.
That's so good. So good. On brand for Kanye also.
Exactly. Let's go to Alex in Belmont. When have you fallen asleep when you probably shouldn't have, mate?
G'day, Tom Ling and Loggy. This is one night in church while the preacher's preaching. And I've got my feet up and I've got my head back and doing the old Donald Trump with my mouth open.
No, fly catcher.
I've started snoring.
Oh!
And my mate next to me is giving me the old elbow.
Yeah.
And I come through and everyone around me is staring at me.
Yeah, of course. Oh,
Alex, you were just deep in prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Should have yelled out, I was dreaming of Jesus. I was there.
Jesus
it was me and
is
him.
Watching. That's right. Kerbs in Bremley, what have you got for us? When have you fallen asleep, mate?
Morning, guys. It wasn't me. It was actually on a date. We're at the movies and my date fell asleep.
Oh, no. Can you remember the movie, Kerbs?
No, I don't. I think it was one of the, what are they called? The like Marvel or DC movies.
Mm.
And he really likes all of that kind of stuff. And it was all good. It's just he had sleep apnea, and it was one of those really nice seats that you go back in.
Yeah, sure.
So I noticed because his head was rolling forward, and I was just like elbowing him a little bit, and he apologized so profusely later on. He felt so bad.
Yeah. Look, but, I can say this. I'm going to open myself up a little bit here. There are worse places that dates can fall asleep on you. Or around you.
No.
What?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.